In the gospel reading today, we hear about this woman who is caught in the act of adultery and these people who want to stone her to death. And at the end of the gospel, not only does our Lord say that he does not condemn her, but then he says, "Go and sin no more." And so that is the distinction that we need to keep very clear. If you heard the nonsense that took place in the Minnesota House this last week, you would have heard some of the foolishness of these people. One guy who even says he was raised in a Catholic family, he went to Catholic school, and so what he learned in Catholic school is love your neighbor, and I'm not being loved because I'm not accepted. It's like, no, that's not true. Your actions are not being accepted. You as a person have all the dignity that every other human person has. The church doesn't condemn you as a person. The church condemns the sin. But you see, this is where they're failing to make the distinctions. There's no distinction between the person and the sin. If this is the way that I am, then I have a right to act this way. And that's where we have to make clear what the distinctions are. And we as Christian people have to recognize the dignity of the individual. The person is made in the image and likeness of God. So if a male thinks that he's a female or a female thinks that she's a male, we still have to recognize the dignity of the person. We also have to acknowledge, especially if they act on this foolishness, that it is wrong, that it is sinful, that it is a rejection of God's creation. And ultimately, it's to say that God made a mistake. God didn't know what was best for me because it was really better for me to be a woman than it is to be a man. If that were the case, that's the way that he would have made it. So even if somebody has an orientation that is disordered, the orientation by itself is not a sin. To act on it is a sin, which again is the distinction that we need to be very clear about. So if someone is attracted to a person of their own sex, that is disordered. It's not sinful per se, it is disordered, meaning simply that it's not the way that it should be. That's again where they want to put up a stink and say, no, it is the way it should be. It's the way I am, and therefore it's the way it ought to be. Then I ask you, what sin that we commit isn't the way that it ought to be? Think about that. Is there any sin? I mean, obviously the woman caught in the gospel, in adultery this morning. Well, that's what she wanted to do. That's the way she was. So it was all okay for her. These two vile creatures in the first reading that were falsely accusing an innocent woman. Well, that was okay for them because that's just the way they are. They're liars. They're cheats. They're scoundrels. So they're supposed to act that way. That's the way God made them, right? What a bunch of trash. But that's basically what's being said. Rather than acknowledging that maybe I have a cross to carry or maybe I have a moral weakness, which every one of us does in some area, and therefore I have to fight against that, instead what we're saying is, no, I have a right to give into it. In fact, I basically have an obligation to give into it because that's the way that I'm created. And once again, that is completely wrong. So for our task, again, we need to make the right distinctions. First of all, recognize that all of these quote-unquote arguments that they put forth in the Senate and in the House, there's no logic. It is all emotion. When this woman got up, who I think thinks that she's a man, well, there's another guy who thinks that he's a woman who was speaking and so on, and the one said, we're here. There's nothing you can do. We're here. We're not invisible. It's like, did somebody suggest that you weren't there? Did somebody suggest that you were invisible somehow? No. But you see what they're doing, and this is based on the law that was passed in this unfortunate state a year ago that is about human rights. And it has made everything equal. And we're not equal as persons anymore, but rather we're equal based on what it is that we want to do. And so what I'm doing right now is technically against the law in the state of Minnesota. Praise the Lord, let them come and throw me in jail. Because I'm not supposed to be standing here saying that these things are wrong. And we can't say that a man cannot go into the women's bathroom back here. That if your little daughter is back there, that, well, bummer for her, because this man has a right to be able to do this. No, he doesn't. But that's what our stupid state says, that we now have a right to these things. So last week, what they were trying to do was to put the religious exemption back into the law, which was taken out last year. The woman who wrote the law had the brazen audacity to stand up and say, it was purposely removed from the law. That wasn't an oversight. I did it on purpose. So what did the House do? They voted it down. They said, no. Whether you're Jewish or Christian or Muslim, you do not have a right to say that these things are wrong. You do not have a right to uphold the truth. You do not have a right to maintain what you believe. In other words, the state of Minnesota now can tell the Catholic Church what she can believe and what she cannot. Sorry, walls, it doesn't work. And it's not going to work. And if we have to go to jail for speaking the truth, we'll go to jail for speaking the truth. And we'll praise God for the grace to be able to do it. But we're not going to deny the truth. We're not going to water it down. We're not going to suggest that something sinful is okay. But we're going to do what the state of Minnesota refuses to do, and that is make distinctions. And to be clear about what it is that we're saying, every single human person is made in the image and likeness of God. Every single human person has dignity made in the image and likeness of God. Every single person by nature is very good in their nature. Now, you and I don't have to look any further than our own selves to know that not everything we do is very good. That we are sinners, that we are broken, that we do some really horrible things sometimes. But neither you nor I nor the church is going to try to suggest that those things are okay for us to do, because nor are we going to suggest that for anyone else that that's okay to do. And so, we go back to what our Lord told us, to sin no more. That is the call to everyone, to you and to me, and to all these other people. They may want to revel in their sin, and they may want to justify their sin and all these other things. It doesn't matter. It's still wrong. We need to make the correct distinctions. Right is right, and wrong is wrong. And so maintain the dignity of the person and treat the person with dignity. Even if they are not treating their own person with dignity, we still must. But be clear, because just like the rest of us, they are made for the truth will set them free. And even if they're rejecting the truth, they still know what the truth is. And the truth remains the truth, even if someone wants to reject it. And so be clear, the person has dignity, and we will treat the person with dignity. But the sin is something that is offensive and it is wrong. And the Lord told us not to change who we are, not to try to reject our dignity, but rather to go and to sin no more.